Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. It's Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and your host for today's show. So thrilled to be with you, and so thrilled to be with you on my own today. It's just you and I today, and I've got a special show prepared for you to really support you in moving forward on your soul's journey, of course, and aligning to your soul purpose. So what I want to chat with you about today is actually the 8 Divine Keys for Highly Conscious Business. And the reason I want to speak with you about that today is that more and more people are wanting to create their own business, and especially folks who are healers and visionaries and creative spiritual people, and many other people, of course. But there's something inside that's calling us to take our purpose out there in a bigger way. And those are a lot of the people that I actually work with. And what I find is that people have these wonderful skills, of course, in healing and creation and so on, and they don't really know how to package it, or they're not really inclined to package it in a way that it actually can become a sustainable business. And it can feel very defeating for them because here they've got this wonderful gift, and then they become confused about, is this my purpose, because this business I'm trying to start isn't really working. So today's show is really for everyone, anyone who's considering possibly maybe one day starting a business, anyone who's just starting a business, or anyone who is already in business and needs to have some ahas today about maybe some different ways to show up in your business so that you can have a more conscious business rather than some of the older business models that were more geared around a masculine model, more of a 20th century business model, and really step into the 21st century and how we're doing business collectively. And you probably noticed that shift. So what I'd like to do is share with you a bit about how I got started in business so that perhaps something that I share with you can spark something in you that gives you permission to move forward or allows you to see yourself in me and feel like, okay, everything's all right, I'm on track. So several years ago, I was in the corporate world. I had gone into the corporate world actually because I needed a break from this forensic investigation job that I was doing for quite some time. And I needed just a 9-to-5 job, something that allowed me to feel like I was still being purposeful and helping people, but something that wasn't going to require me to work 12, 16, 18-hour days. So when I was in the corporate world, I was in business, but I wasn't in the businessy part of the business. I was in the human resources part of that. But I was fascinated by business. I really found it an interesting energy and how they created things to make money and the conversations they were having and who got to positions of power and who didn't and just the energy of money, all these fascinating things were happening. And it gave me an opportunity to really open up a part of me that I didn't realize that I was being called to do. And it was a terrible fit for me. It was just not a good fit at all to be in the corporate world. I felt very suffocated. It just felt very misaligned. And I know all of us listening right now have had those experiences where we really wanted something to work, but it just wasn't a good match. So a series of events occurred and supported me in being able to move on from there. And when I moved on from there, I had this whole world in front of me. The whole world was my oyster. And I really felt very blessed and very overwhelmed at the same time because I had so many choices about where I could put my energy. It was actually like going into a restaurant where there's so many pages of food to choose from that it becomes almost paralyzing to decide what you want for a meal. So I had this weird energy happening for me, and I was excited and I was afraid at the same time, which I knew was a good space for me to be in because that's our greatest growth opportunity is when we have that mixture of fear and excitement. So I, you know, got clear. I always knew what I was supposed to be doing, which was healing work and doing readings, and I'd been doing all of these things on a part-time basis, but I was really being called and actually pushed into doing this on a full-time basis. And I was afraid, as I mentioned, because what if? All the what ifs kick in, right? What if I fail? What if I succeed? What if I don't make enough money and I have to move into a cardboard box? What if, what if, what if? And I realized that just wasn't working for me. It was becoming almost like Groundhog Day. It was becoming boring to me to be in this energy of fear. And nothing was changing. It wasn't changing anything for me to worry, to be in doubt, to question things, to question my calling, to muffle up my intuitive hits. So I had a choice. I could stay in fear and doubt and worry and really just hold myself back from moving forward in what I knew I was being called to do. Or I could step into a place of wonder and adventure and show up every day with that energy and show up in my new business that way. And when I say new business, I mean it was just an idea at that point. And I had a sense of where I was going to market myself and so on, but I wasn't making money at that time and I wasn't contacting people or anything like that. But once I stepped into that energy of awe and wonder and adventure, that's when doors really started to fly open for me. And I turned myself into an attraction magnet because I was vibrating at a much higher frequency. I was able to see possibilities. I was able to see solutions. I was way more available for intuitive hits that would come through to support me in making decisions. And I wasn't afraid of the word no because I wasn't attached. I was just exploring. I was like an explorer in my own life, in my own business. So if I walked up to certain doors, metaphoric doors, and they weren't opening, no skin off my back, I would just move on to the next door. And eventually I learned that the doors that flew right open or that were opened for me were the kind of doors that I wanted to go through. So I no longer spent my energy trying to bang down doors, trying to open up rusty door handles that just were creating a lot of struggle energy to open up the doors. And I went through the doors that just flew open. And I've applied those principles ever since in my business. I really have a motto, and anyone who's worked with me knows that my motto is all about the easy breezy. If it's not easy breezy, it's either just not a good match right now, or it's something that's never going to be a good match. I'm not going to spend my energy on it. I'm simply going to allow myself to be guided to where it is easy breezy. Of course, some of that's intentional, and I also attract that to myself. And then things just flow. And isn't that really what we all want, right, is to be in the energy of flow? So in being in that energy of flow, I was able to really be in my business, but also be an objective observer of my business and be mindful of what seemed to be flowing as far as, let's say, marketing efforts, networking efforts, ways that I was presenting things, classes I was holding, things that were piquing people's interest, things that didn't seem to be all that interesting to people. And by being able to be open in that way and being open to possibilities and open to solutions, I was able to really spend that first year of my business discerning what worked, what wasn't working, what could be tweaked, what could be let go. So that by the end of my first year in business, I really was doing very well for myself. And it positioned me to do even better the next year. And I could duplicate these same levels of analysis every year in business. And of course, we go through different phases in business. We're in a startup phase, and then we're kind of in a getting into the groove phase, and then we're into a growth phase, and then we're into an expansion phase, and then we just keep going and going. And recognizing that I would only be in each phase once, I really wanted to maximize it and absorb as much as I could from each of those phases. And then in doing that, I realized that, oh, other people were asking me how I did what I did. And I realized over time that it was time for me to package that up in a system that had steps to it that really made sense so that other people could experience similar results to me and figure out a way to make that system or that program work for their own unique business and their own unique expression. So what I'd like to do is take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to actually dive right in to these 8 divine keys to support you in getting a sense of what it takes to have a highly conscious business. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and you are listening to Soul Purpose Central. So before the break, I was sharing a bit about my story of how I began my conscious business as a healer. And I share that story to, of course, give you some background, but also to support you in perhaps finding yourself somewhere in that story so that you can make some decisions around how this may work for you going forward and moving your business forward, or even the thought of having a business. So the one thing I would invite you to do, actually, is if you visit www.souljourneys.ca and go to the services page, you'll see a program there called HCBI, which stands for Highly Conscious Business Intensive. I'm going to be chatting with you about that in a little bit. But the principles I'm going to go over now, or the divine keys, are also on that page. So you can learn about the program, but also learn about really what it takes to have a highly conscious business. So the first key is to really powerfully align to your soul's purpose and activate your divine gifts and talents. And what I mean by that is that we can start a business. Any one of us can start a business, really. We could start an Avon business or get a franchise, Subway franchise, or anything that we want, and make money. And there's a difference between making money through business and making money through entrepreneurship. And entrepreneurship is really more of what I'm speaking about, where our vision and our purpose is lined up with our business, so that it's really our vision that we're getting out there into the world, and we're using our business as the vessel to put our message out there. to be of service on the planet. And whether you're selling services or products, it really doesn't matter, but that you feel purposeful. You feel that you're creating meaning and making meaning and creating a legacy. That's more of what I'm speaking about. And so many people that I talk to are really in this place where they feel like they want to make a difference in a big way. And oftentimes the best way to do that, since we're so often limited by the jobs that we're in, is to go into business. And the other thing about a job, and this isn't to knock jobs, because of course there's wonderful jobs out there and some people love their jobs. For most people, if we're really honest, they feel stifled by their job. A lot of people have an entrepreneurial spirit, and for those people that have an entrepreneurial spirit, it can be very, very challenging for them to be in an actual job, job standing for just over broke. There is a limitation to having a job. You're always going to hit a ceiling when you have a job, whereas your business will always grow to the degree that you allow it to grow. And when you're really aligned with your purpose, it's so much easier to take it further because it's your purpose that's driving your mission and driving your business, not the money. The money, of course, comes, and it's a byproduct of just being in business and having an exchange of energy, but it's not the sole reason why we're going out there and doing that. But when we're aligned to our purpose, it feels great to be able to receive when we're doing what we're here to do. And then on top of that, when we get crystal clear on what our gifts and talents are on this planet, how we're meant to bring our purpose into this world and share it with others, it's so much easier to design a business around that. For example, if you're a very introverted person, having a public speaking business is probably not the greatest match. It doesn't mean that you can't learn how to do that. It doesn't mean that you can't shift energy to overcome some of the, let's say, symptoms that come from being introverted. But maybe that just isn't the best match. So it's about getting clear on those things so that you can create a business model and services that really support what is going to jazz you. Because if it jazzes you, it's going to jazz everyone else around you. And actually, when you do go to my website, if you haven't done so already, I do have an amazing, if I do say so myself, free gift. It's a free soul acceleration system. So when you go to souljourneys.ca, you can download an audio system and also some reports around how to get more clear on what your purpose is and how to get more clear on what your divine gifts and talents are so that you can start putting this together for yourself if you're feeling like you're having a challenge doing this. And I share that because, as you may have heard in the commercial, I've really done over 20,000 readings, and the most common question I'm asked is, what is my purpose? And even when I answer that question for people, when they come back for further work, they're still asking the same question. And it's because it's such a loaded question. It's such a pain point for people. There's such a desire to know it, and yet there can feel like such a burden that comes with it once they know it. So there's a big difference between knowing your purpose and actually living your purpose. And it's about getting clear within yourself with respect to what does it mean to live your purpose. It doesn't have to be a burden. It doesn't have to require more of you than you feel you can give to it. It doesn't mean you're going to have to lose everyone around you. There's lots of reasons why people want to know their purpose, but they don't act on it. And this is really a priority of healing for anyone that's going to get into a purpose-based business. Because you need to feel supported. It's a great thing about having a coach, for example, or a circle of people to support you. But definitely being at peace with your purpose and your divine gifts and talents is going to make it so much easier to go through these other steps. So the next step, the next divine key, is creating your soul purpose vision. So once you know what your purpose is, the next thing that our brain wants to ask is, how do I make this happen? So you want to be seeing out as far into the future as you can. You know, 5 years from now, what am I going to be doing? What is my life going to look like? Where am I living? What's my lifestyle? Do I have pets? Do I have children? Do I have a partner? Do I have many partners? Do I have lots of friends? Do I have a business? What's going on? And once you get clear on your vision and how you're living your purpose, then you can start to backtrack. Then you can start to break it down into steps. So immediate next steps that are going to support you in getting there, steps that can be taken over a 12-month period that are going to get you there, and so on and so on. But having a vision and always having your vision in mind is going to support you in staying on track. And in those moments that we all have where we kind of lose track and we feel like, what am I doing this for? Or maybe this feels like too much work, or maybe it's just easier to do this or that. The vision, because the vision should jazz you up, is what's going to keep you going even when there's moments of getting caught up in the mundane aspects of doing business, like photocopying and delivering business cards to different places and checking emails or anything that feels like it's not aligned to your vision. It's not this big thinking sort of stuff. You can keep your vision on hand and know that you're always working towards that. So what my recommendation for you is, when you have sacred time for yourself, is to give yourself the gift to write out what your ideal life looks like, your whole life, business included, 5 years from now. And then become clear on what are the next steps that you can take right now to move yourself closer to that vision. And I'll give you a hint that will support you even further, which is to energize this vision every day, either by reading it, seeing it, feeling it as though it's already happening. This is going to accelerate the gap between your present self and your future self. It's going to bring your vision to you that much quicker. That's one of the things that I did in the beginning of my business, and actually something I still do, is I get clear on where I want to be, and then I energize that. And my human mind might think it's going to take a year before it happens, but 9.9 times out of 10, it arrives within a month, 2 months, 3 months, because I'm energizing it, and I'm sending a message out to the universe that says, I am ready for this. I'm open for this, and I feel like this is ideal for me. And basically, by focusing energy on it, as we know, energy, what we focus on expands. And so it just keeps lighting up this opportunity for me until it becomes an actual reality and arrives in my field. And the other thing about that is that because I'm energizing something that's ideal, not only do I receive what's ideal, but I actually receive it in an even better package than I could have hoped for or imagined, because I'm already open to that energy. I'm already expecting and commanding through my energy field and out into the universe that I want all things ideal, and it's so. And that may sound a little flighty, that may sound a little bit out there. I can attest from having done this for so long that it really is true. So that's something I just want to put out to you, and maybe you can just mull that over while we take a quick break. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will go deeper into the 8 keys of highly conscious business. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everyone. If you are just tuning in, I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and I have been speaking with you today about the 8 Divine Keys for a Highly Conscious Business. And before the break, I reviewed the first 2 keys, and now I'd like to share with you the 3rd key. But before I do that, I also want to share with you that you'll want to keep listening because I have decided to offer a very special opportunity for listeners of Soul Purpose Central, which I'm not sharing with other people. So if you're looking for a little bit of a goodie, then you'll definitely want to stay live on the show with us so you can hear more about what that is near the end of the show. So the 3rd divine key for your highly conscious business is learning how to activate your magnetism so that you can attract all things ideal. And that's something I shared a little bit earlier with you about. But basically, it's about finding a balance between your divine masculine and your divine feminine energy. So there's a time and a place to send energy out, masculine, right? Action energy. There's a time to send energy out into the universe, into your business, into your relationships, whatever it may be. And there's a time to be still, and there's a time to open up your energy field to receive, which is the divine feminine. So when we are sitting around for too long waiting to receive, but we haven't put out the energy to match that which we want to call to us, we'll be feeling like, where is everyone? Where's all my clients? Where's all my opportunities, invitations, and so on? When we take action on behalf of our business, for example, and make an effort to attract new clients or to meet up with new colleagues or develop new programs, network, things like that, then we've put something into motion that energetically has the opportunity to come back to us if we're ready to receive it. But if we're always going and being a human doing rather than a human being, we will miss tons of opportunities that are ready to come to us because we're just not open for it. But when we allow ourselves to open and receive what we're putting out and really be mindful about what we're putting out and how we want to receive it coming to us, then we can create that balance and receive. And not only receive, but receive more than we're putting out because the universe wants us to be abundant. It simply wants us to take action on its behalf and action on behalf of our purpose, and then it can bring us what it wants us to have. So there's a series of ways that I actually cover in my program, the HCBI program, which I was sharing with you earlier, on how to turn yourself into an attraction magnet. But basically, it's about getting clear on what is ideal, and you can do this with anything. So if you have a pen and paper, I want you to write this down, and I want you to write out what your ideal business looks like. And this is something that you will build upon because you may just have an idea right now, or you may already be in business, and there may be things that are working for you, and you simply want to tweak it. But ideal business means how many hours are you working? What types of clients are you serving? How are you serving them? Are you a local business, an international business? Is most of your work done in person? Do you have a storefront? There's all kinds of things that can be related to your business. how much income you're generating, how much traveling you're doing or not doing, and how are you serving? What's the problem that you're fixing for people? What's the solution that you're creating for them? Do you have employees? You have franchises, satellite offices. How does it look for you? So once you get clear on what's ideal, then you can start breaking that down into other lists. So, for example, what does an ideal client look like for you? An ideal colleague, an ideal work environment. And just as with your vision, you will want to energize this on a regular basis so that you can attract the very thing that you say you want to attract. This is just to get you started. Obviously, you'll want to take some time when you have the space and time to do it to really get creative and allow it to come through you and know that it doesn't have to be a static list, that you can keep adding to it and revising it as it makes sense for you. So the next divine key is shifting your relationship with the energy of money. So imagine that you've gotten clear on your purpose, and your gifts and talents, and you've got this vision, and you know what your ideal business looks like and your ideal clients, and you're not making any money because you've got a scarcity mindset that's really blocking you from experiencing abundance and experiencing the ability to receive what the universe wants to bring to you as a result of the actions you've taken on its behalf. And there's a very special technique that I use with people that instantly shifts their relationship with money, guaranteed. There's not a single person that hasn't participated in this particular technique without feeling an immediate shift in their relationship with money. And things show up. Money starts to appear, bonuses start to appear, raises. They find money in places that they never expected. Attract more clients, whatever it is, but it instantly shifts. The thing is that you can design the prettiest business in the world with all kinds of fancy websites and special doodads and all kinds of stuff. And if your mindset says, I'm only able to receive $10,000 a year, but your business is positioned to make six figures or seven figures or beyond, then there's a huge incongruence. And what we really want to do is make sure that your mindset is congruent with what your business capability is. It's a huge, huge part. And I see so many entrepreneurs, especially healers and artists and visionaries, who get caught up in this whole I can't make money doing God's work thing, and having some of this poverty consciousness that's just part of the culture and the expectation and feeling guilty and whatever is going on for them. But I see so many people that have the potential to have very successful businesses sabotage themselves knowingly and unknowingly because they're not at peace with the energy of money. So this is really an essential key, as you can see, to a highly conscious business. It's about getting over the old stories about what it means to be a healer and making money and stepping into the truth of what the universe wants for you, which is to be abundant. So the next divine key is about embracing entrepreneurial and personal power. And so often I see for us that there's a shift in mindset that needs to occur from being an employed person to being unemployed to being self-employed. And I also see a lot of people that start businesses because it just is fun and it's a hobby, and it kind of turned into this thing that started generating money. But there needs to be a shift from this is a hobby to this is a business. And also I see that a lot of, I shared with you earlier at the beginning of our time today, that fear and doubt and lack of confidence and discomfort with visibility and procrastination and overwhelm and all of these energies can really block us from being in our power. And there's nothing that's less attractive from a magnetic perspective, when we talked about magnetism before, than putting out energy that's anything but being in your power. And the great thing about business is that it really is a tool for transformation. There is nothing that's going to bring up the issues in you, in your tissues more and heal you quicker and transform you quicker than the container of your business. It is going to support you in embracing the identity of entrepreneur and CEO of your company and stepping out of being a hobbyist. And it is going to also put you in your divine power, your personal power, your authentic power, so that you can really step out as a leader. That's what we're looking for, and that's who we like to do business with. And people that are in their power are just more successful in business. It's just the way it is. And being in power doesn't mean being in control. It means being grounded in your core essence and really stepping into your role as a spiritual leader and being okay with that, allowing yourself to be comfortable with that. And allowing yourself to joyfully claim the title of entrepreneur or CEO. And the greatest way to transform that is to start thinking from that perspective. What would the CEO of this company do? What would a spiritual leader do in this situation? And allowing yourself to start thinking from that place will definitely yield different results and different forms of decision making than if you were just trying to make it from a place of fear or lack of confidence or things like that. It's definitely a huge key with respect to highly conscious business. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to share the last three keys with you and this very special gift that I have just for you. So make sure you join us after the break. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4255. 4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for being here today. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert and host of Soul Purpose Central. And if you're just joining us, I have been talking today about the 8 keys for highly conscious business, and I've covered the first 5 keys. And I also have a special opportunity for you to join me in my program with a very special offer. So I would like you to stay just a little bit longer tuning in so that you can hear about these 8 keys and then an offer that I have that's exclusive to Soul Purpose Central listeners. So before the break, we were talking about embracing entrepreneurship and personal power. The next key is establishing enlightened entrepreneurial success systems, which means that you need to identify your unique business model and your unique business systems that support your model. This is where we start to sound a little more businessy, right? And highly conscious marketing strategies and client care programs and products that align to your purpose, that feel good, that you don't feel like a salesy sort of schlick sort of person, and that you feel proud about putting out into the universe because you know you're coming from a place of high service, that what you're offering and the systems in the back end that support your offer are going to make people feel really good, including yourself. So that's something actually that we cover in the program, is how to find out what your business model is, how you're going to actually put your message out there, which is really just what marketing is telling people that I'm here, here's how I can help you, and if this resonates for you, please give me a call. We tend to make it sound like something bigger than it is, and a lot of healers and coaches and other health and wellness folks, visionaries, artists, struggle with marketing because they make it into something it's not. So definitely in the program we go over, you know, what it really means to market and how you can do it in a way that's aligned with your purpose and your message and allows you to feel like you're maintaining a place of integrity and being of service to people. It really is a service to actually tell people that you exist, that you could very well be the solution to what's going on for them. The next key is delivering highly conscious business offerings. So once you know what your model is, then you can get clear on what am I going to offer people? Am I going to offer them products? Am I going to offer them one-on-one service? Am I going to offer them group programs? Am I going to offer them certification programs? What is it that I'm going to be offering to people that allows them to be served, to receive the gifts that I have to offer them, and in a way that resonates for you as the business owner and for them as the person that's participating in your services? And this can be done in a way that feels really good to everyone involved. And the best way to do this is to really get out and ask people what they need, what resonates. You might think that a 3-month program is going to serve people, and they might say to you, no, actually, I feel like I would need at least 6 months to accomplish this and this and this. So interviewing the people around you, even friends and loved ones, if you're not in a business, is a great way to get a feel for what people need and what the market is calling for. And then the final key is inspiringly moving into action. So inspired action. And I was sharing this before about the divine masculine and the divine feminine, but basically the creator works with us, not for us. The creator is only going to match what we're putting out there. And in the program, we cover a lot of wonderful templates and systems that you can create for yourself so that you can move yourself into action. So often I see entrepreneurs getting caught in analysis paralysis or getting caught in fear. So they've gone through these systems and then they are afraid. They're afraid to put themselves out there because of the visibility. And so it's learning how to manage your energy, and I cover those techniques as well, and learning how to keep yourself going even when you may not be seeing immediate results, or even when your vision seems like it's too far away. And understanding that inspired action is going to serve you. It is going to bring more to you than you ever could have imagined if you allow it to. And of course, this is relevant to all areas of your life. But if all you've done is design, got a business idea and then designed everything around the business, but you're not putting it out there, you don't have a business. You just have a business plan. And the goal is to actually have a business and to generate profit from that and not to have an expensive hobby, right? To actually make a profit. That's what business is. It's about making a profit. But in this day and age, and based on what I'm chatting about today, it's about making a profit, doing what you love and being of high service and really adding value, leaving a legacy, doing something meaningful, and helping people to create meaning from what you have to offer. So here's where I invite you to take me up on a special offer. And I'm not doing this for everyone, but because you're a loyal listener and I really want to honor you for being a member of the Soul Purpose Central community, if you go to souljourneys.ca/services/HCBI, you'll see the program there if you haven't seen it already. And that's the regular price. The regular price is $19.97 for this 8-week group intensive. And you'll see there everything that it has to offer. But the value of the program is literally thousands and thousands of dollars. But naturally, I'm not going to charge you that much. I want to make it really accessible for you to say yes and to get what you need. So what I want to offer you is a few bonuses. So the first bonus I want to offer you is $200 tuition towards your program. So instead of your program being $19.97, it's $17.97. And then I also want to offer you three different ways to pay. If you pay in full, it's $17.97. And if you would like a 3-payment plan, it's $6.17 per payment, or a 6-payment plan, which is $3.19 per payment. But either way, you're saving $200. And I also have a special spot that I'll open for you, which is a very special VIP closed-door call at the end of the program that's not available to everyone. It's just available to you as a bonus, and that's worth over $500. So I'm actually giving you over $700 worth of bonuses, which is pretty exciting, especially when you look at the cost of the program and then the bonuses that I'm saving or gifting to you. So what you're going to need to do to claim those is email me, Jennifer@souljourneys.ca. Let me know that you were listening to this show and that you'd like to claim this special bonus. And I will send you the link to make that happen because I'm not going to put it up on my regular website. And you can register, and then we actually start on March 21st, which is next Monday, and that goes for 8 weeks. And all the calls are recorded, so if you can't make the call live, that's okay because you're still going to get the information and all of the other benefits of the program. So make sure you check out the HCBI program at souljourneys.ca/services/HCBI and email me directly, Jennifer@souljourneys.ca, to claim your special bonuses that I just announced. I will send you a special link. And if this resonates for you, I'd love for you to join us. It's 90% sold out, so really there are only a few seats left. You're going to want to act on this right away if this resonates for you. And then I won't be offering this again until the fall. So again, if it calls you, this is really the time for you to jump on that. So with that said, we've had a very jam-packed hour together. It's been such a joy to share this information with you. I hope that something in there was really helpful for you. And from now until next week, I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.